What makes America uniquely American? The answer lies not just in the genius of the founding fathers, but in the rich soil of Western civilization cultivated over millennia. Our nation's ordered liberty grew from seeds planted in four ancient cities: Jerusalem, Athens, Rome, and London. America isn't merely a geographical expression, but a moral and cultural realm with roots reaching back to Mount Sinai. This exploration weaves together seemingly disparate threads: Hebrew law, Greek philosophy, Roman virtue, Christian theology, and English common law, into a coherent tapestry explaining America's unique blend of freedom and order. When Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas cites this analysis in his opinions, he's acknowledging how these ancient foundations continue to illuminate our Constitution's deeper philosophical underpinnings. Like a great cathedral built over centuries by many hands, American order represents the accumulated wisdom of Western civilization, not a revolutionary break from the past, but its fulfillment. Imagine being lost in complete darkness, disoriented, fearful, unable to find your way. This is humanity without order. Before pursuing justice, freedom, or basic necessities, we need orientation, a sense of where we stand in relation to others and the universe. This principle challenges our modern assumption that freedom comes first. History confirms this truth, as when the Russian Revolution's demolition of existing order before establishing a new one led to murderous chaos. America's greatest threat comes from ideologies, those terrible simplifiers, rejecting historical experience for abstract theories. When we forget that change must build upon permanent principles, we risk losing the foundations of freedom. Like renovating a historic building, you can modernize the interior, but demolishing load-bearing walls collapses the entire structure. What makes this order endure? The belief that it was divinely ordained for human flourishing. When we defy this order, we separate ourselves from society and our full humanity. This understanding forms the bedrock of American society. Without it, freedom becomes mere license and justice impossible. 13 centuries before Christ, the Israelites experienced what philosopher Eric Voegelin called a leap in being, understanding that an all-powerful God gave them moral nature and laws. This revelation established monotheism and a covenant relationship that evolved into Judaism and Christianity. In colonial America, the Bible was universally known, with both testaments carrying equal weight. Puritans ordered their commonwealth by Mosaic law, constantly drawing parallels between themselves and ancient Israel. John Winthrop invoked this covenant in Massachusetts, declaring them a city upon a hill, bound by mutual obligation under God. The Hebraic concept of time shaped American understanding of order. For Hebrews, God exists outside time while creating it, and through Moses' revelation, broke into history. This Puritan inheritance provided the moral foundation for American democracy, including concepts of social contract, higher law, individual responsibility, economic individualism, educated citizenship, and middle-class virtues. In God We Trust reaffirms these ancient covenants, connecting American order to eternal Jerusalem. While Israel provided America's moral foundations, the Greeks contributed philosophical wisdom and cautionary political lessons. Despite brilliance in philosophy, warfare, and rhetoric, the Greeks failed to establish lasting peace. Their political experience showed America's founders what to avoid. Athens, for all its cultural achievements, experienced a tragic political history marked by conflict and collapse. The Greeks' fatal flaw was hubris. Their fierce local pride and individualism led to downfall despite extraordinary gifts. Nevertheless, Plato and Aristotle profoundly influenced Western civilization. Plato focused on restoring order in soul and state, while Aristotle's doctrine of the mean and advocacy for mixed government shaped political thought. America's founders saw clear parallels with ancient Rome. Rome's success stemmed from its old Roman virtue, piety, discipline, frugality, and self-sacrifice. Though less imaginative than Greeks, Romans excelled in practical matters, especially law. The Roman Constitution, with its three elements, inspired America's constitutional framers. As Rome expanded, its constitution decayed. The tension between virtue and power, articulated by Cicero through natural law, remains relevant for America. Can we maintain republican virtue while wielding unprecedented power? While America's founders admired Greco-Roman culture, our inheritance from medieval Britain directly shaped American institutions, our legal system, representative government, language, education, and the gentleman ideal. The common law, with its body of legal precedents, became the foundation for American jurisprudence. Its principle of stare decisis binds judges to previous rulings, ensuring consistent justice. Today's American courtroom, with its 12-person jury and presumption of innocence, descends directly from medieval England. Medieval times weren't tyrannical. Royal power was limited. Magna Carta, 1215, established that even kings must obey the law. Parliament evolved from the Great Council as monarchs sought wider support, culminating in Edward I's Model Parliament of 1295. Medieval universities profoundly influenced American higher education. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and Columbia were modeled on English and Scottish universities, independent scholarly corporations pursuing truth for God's glory. Medieval civilization gave America its vision of balanced authority, civic liberties, representative assemblies, common law, and community bonds that continue supporting our republic today. Unlike the radical French Revolution, the American Revolution aimed to preserve colonial society against British interference. Patriots defended traditional self-governance with deep-seated conservatism, as Friedrich Gentz noted, rather than embracing abstract theories. The Declaration's statement that all men are created equal established America's foundational premise. Not literal equality in talents, but equality before the law and in God's judgment, where justice applies regardless of rank and moral character outweighs worldly success. The Constitution created an incomplete national government with separated powers that made democracy nearly as calm as water in a great artificial reservoir, according to Sir Henry Maine. Most revolutionary was the independent judiciary with constitutional review powers, unprecedented in history. As an instrument of order, the Constitution has outlasted all other written constitutions, maintaining political continuity through enormous change. Its genius lies in providing mechanisms for orderly change, allowing the ship of state to be renovated plank by plank without sinking. America's rapid industrialization created social upheaval as cities grew chaotically and immigrants arrived in waves. In these expanding territories, traditional structures weakened, challenging whether principles beyond might makes right could endure. Tocqueville observed America's surprising orderliness stemmed not from laws but from moral habits of the heart, the shared notions and opinions that guided behavior. Religious beliefs particularly provided moral foundations that compensated for limited institutional controls. Order gives individuals purpose and security. Without it, life deteriorates. Though perfect order remains unattainable, even imperfect order improves conditions. America's order emerged through acts of affirmation, what Carlyle called the everlasting yea. Through sacrifice and imagination, people built intricate structures of personal and public order based on classical virtues and social experience. Today's challenge is preserving this order amid rapid change. Can we maintain the wisdom of Jerusalem, Athens, Rome, and London while addressing modern issues? Our task isn't demolition, but renewal. Refreshing our inherited order while adapting it to present needs, continuing the conversation that sustains Western civilization.